What is up, holes? Welcome back to another episode of Happy Little Holes, the podcast with your host, Cloho. The place where we will endeavour to keep those holes happy. Every week, with far from wholesome conversations.
Recording in progress.
Hi! How's it going? We're slipping this little naughty one in, aren't we? Because we've got a lot going on in our lives.
We're being cheeky. We're doing a little quickie today.
He's like, don't pull out. I was like, don't you worry. I won't.
Don't you worry. I'm going to wrap my legs around like you ain't going fucking anywhere.
Literally not going anywhere. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I still can't find the butt plug.
I dug up a plant.
I literally dug up a fucking planter because I was like, there's no way. If you see my apartment and like it's cozy and tidy, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I dug up a planter thinking like the dirt might have opened up being like, yeah. And like it fell in and then like closed. I was like, oh man, it's a flat bottom base. I can't fucking lose it. Like, Jesus Christ.
Let's just think about this. So like, could it have slipped down a crack in the floor and be in someone else's apartment?
No, because I'm bottom floor. There's no holes. We have like a weird there's no holes, unfortunately. There's no creaky crocs, but like, I don't know. It's still a mystery.
Maybe your partner's actually got it and she's just fucking with you.
She might know because like I like to like tidy up during the day. So maybe she just knows I'm going in circles around the fucking house being like, fucking idiot. Like,
literally, this has become the fucking, I don't know. What's that book? The something history of the traveling pants.
The sisterhood of the traveling yaya pants or whatever it is.
Yeah, that one. This is like the history of the fucking disappearing flat bottom butt plug. Like, literally, where the fuck is it? Every week we need to like get
an
like,
update. Yeah, there's going to be an update.
Yeah. And this week we have no plants left in the apartment, or windows or doors. Like it'll be a lot. Oh my God.
And how are you doing? What's going on with you? Tell me
literally,
things.
I mean, other than the fact that now we've got me and you're on WhatsApp.
Yeah, we're so official. Like we're professional and we're official.
Which is so exciting. You're like, should we not just keep this to Instagram? I was like, no, I think we should progress.
We should progress.
Yes, literally. So I've just moved into a new apartment. And so, as you know, everything's been delivered today. Apparently. Like, literally, we didn't have any fucking furniture. Now we have everything. So it's all fucking here. And the men came in and I was like, so can I... thank you for this lovely, it's like a pull-out couch so people, when they come and
just for the
stay.
People listening, Chloe sent me a photo and it was just a pile of cushions. I was like, thanks. Okay, we're done here. Bye. Yeah. Bye.
I was like, bye. Can you go now? They're like, no, we need to assemble it. I was like, what? Can I just not prop the pillows up? Wait a minute. I'll just show everybody who's going to see this on YouTube. That is basically my apartment.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Look at that. It's contemporary. It's very modern, minimalist stacking.
You see it's just like your rimming picture. It's just like, nearly as good. Anyway, so this is basically why we're like shoving this little insert in there now.
Yeah.
A little swift flyby, quick and easy conversation about, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about body image. Woo!
Body image. Right, which is a pretty serious and important topic.
It's there's a lot. I feel like even thinking about this topic, there are so many avenues to go down.
There is.
And especially like listening to you but opening up about, you know, the whole operation, getting implants, like,
yeah.
It's a lot. And yeah, it is a good question to ask, like, what is the other perspective, especially the male perspective on breast implants and this whole like relationship with that. If it's a stranger, if it's your partner, if it's your friend, like how, you know, we don't really hear much about it.
We don't. You actually don't. And that's the thing. I was trying to like so carefully put in the last episode that when you ask a man's opinion, and I can imagine there's all these holes out there like, why would you ask anyone's opinion? It's your body. I'm like, yes, that is true. But when you have male friends, female friends, I feel like you do get a different input. Just down to how a person has been exposed to tits or how a person has been exposed to, I don't know, nose jobs in their life, right? There's definitely a big difference as to how a man and a woman will have been be exposed to tits. Women have tits, first of all, like, you know, so to have extra tits put on your tits,
well,
maybe seen as a different situation, you know?
I think it's also very different. We should mention for people who transition too, that them getting a breast reduction or getting breast augmentation surgery, that's a very big deal, but that's also kind of different from
it's
what
very
we're kind
different.
Of talking about. Yeah, it's different here.
Yeah, it's very
or
different.
Or that it seems like very much a next step and seems to be like it's a very celebratory situation. Like it's very, like it said, it's affirming.
Yes, it's a signifying much. Moment. Like having top surgery is yeah. such a like, it's the big milestone, isn't it? It's a great big fat milestone, which should be celebrated. I feel that women who are having breast implants to go bigger to for, you know, either they have self-love problems or they have issues with their body image or they just want to fill a fucking bra and not wear potatoes in there. There's a different, there's not as much celebratory.
There's just, it's, you can't have, I guess in that case, you can't have a blanket term for every situation.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. Like you said, it's the same reason if we related even to sex work, why someone's a sex worker. Some people make it for ends meet. Some people really enjoy it. Some people feel empowered. Some it could be just a temporary gig. Sometimes it's a long time gig or in and out, whatever it is, it's that person's business.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when you ask your friend's opinion on it, and women do, women, men want to know each other's opinions on loads of things, especially if it's modifying your body. What are the differences? What do you think are the key differences between a man and a woman's view on tits, first of all?
Well, first of all, talking about tits, I don't say tits. I like the scientific term breasticles. That's what I like to say.
Really? You like breasticles? I'm more of a zitty, titty, witty kind of girl.
Also, I mean, for me, like personally with boobs, I was never breastfed, so I'm not on the boob wagon. Okay. Right. Like for me personally, it's never been like a thing like, oh my God, look at their knockers. Oh, it's never been, I don't know. It just reminds me of a butt and then makes me think about butts, which I really like butts. I'm like, well, why don't I just go to the butt? Why am I messing around with the boobs? So.
So you're a butt guy then?
I'm a butt guy. Yeah.
You're a butt guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a butt guy. You're a self-proclaimed butt guy.
Of course, yeah. This is your water's wet. Everyone knows I'm a butt guy. Butts,
there we
butts,
go.
Butts, butts, butts.
Butts, butts, butts. But I think I have it a lot when I'm on cam with guys and I'm like, so boobs or butt? And they're like, I like both. Do you really think that a person could be as invested into the tits as they are in the ass or vice versa?
I think they could. I think this also really depends, like, with partners I've had, like they've had, you know, doesn't matter the size of boobs, I'll love every bit of their body if I'm with them. It's like really like I am, yes, the butt guy, but I also love everything that comes with it. I'm not just going to be like, no, 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 let's put a blanket over the rest of you and make you look like a weird cutout.
Oh my God. Like, have you ever? Yeah. Oh my God. So I've heard stories about women who have had like small tits, right? And they got beautiful, like, you know, French porn looking tits, you know, the long nipples, beautiful fucking shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And a man will be like, straight down to the ass or pussy. And they'll be like, wanting to hit the girl, want to take their bra off. The guy will be like, there's no point. I'm like, what? They'll be like, no, there's no point. There's no point taking that off. But they'll just literally just completely like, just not make any effort.
Just be like, no, you can stay as is.
No, it's fine. Just keep them on. What the fuck? Like, no wonder some women, I mean, this isn't, you know, saying that everybody's had a similar situation happen to them. This is why they have a boob job. But you can see why people get, if they get comments when they're younger or women, you know, they want to feel like they're a woman, you know? And
I think feeling like a woman, also just feeling comfortable in your own body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to some women and to a lot of women, having a shape or breasts, if you haven't had them, does make you feel more womanly, stereotypically. And I can't say that was really the reason why I had mine done, but there are, like you said, there isn't a blanket term. So
there isn't, like, every scenario is different. I feel like even like when you look at like men's reactions, like I feel men have this very weird thing. It's like, you know, the whole like debate with like makeup where men are like, oh, I love the no makeup look. But like every time they point to what is a no makeup look, that is clearly a look that has makeup.
Yeah.
Like there's this lack of understanding. So this kind of thing of like, I want a woman who's all natural, where it's like superior as opposed to someone who gets some form of cosmetic surgery done. Like, though there's no, you know, no one devalues themselves if they get lip fillers, if they get a tummy tuck, whatever it may be that they're doing for whatever reason, it doesn't reduce your value. But men have this very interesting relationship with it. And also then get depressed when it's like, oh, I'm getting a breast reduction because my fucking back hurts. And they're like, no, you're ruining God's things. Like, no, listen, it's not for you. Not everything is for your fucking gaze. Like, this person needs to live with this.
Yes, like, right. This,
and I kind of I understand this because, like, I went through a fucking health nut phase where, like, I dropped down to, like, I think it was – it's, like, 152 pounds. So that's, like, what, 10.8 stone?
Whoa.
Like, I was on a whole shtick. But, like, I wasn't doing it for me. I was letting my insecurity get in the way.
Right.
But I was doing it at a point where I was, like, only seeking validation through other people's gaze. So I think when we talk about, like, cosmetic surgery, like a boob job, I think remind yourself who you're doing it for and that is this insecurity really gotten that big where you're forgetting all the other great qualities about yourself?
Exactly. You are not just tits on a stick. Do you know what I mean?
You're not just tits on a stick.
Tits on a
– like, I can tell you even like – yeah, even as me, like, on dating profiles, if I see someone who's just got gym photos – I do not swipe right. I'm just like, I can't. Like,
but there would be so many men and people out there that would swipe right for the fact that people are, you know, they take care of their appearance. Like, I completely identify with the fact that, you know, from working on cam, a lot of women set their profiles up like double D, natural, all natural this. And men will click on it. It's like a kind of tick box check.
Yeah.
However, you look on the woman's profile, and as a woman, and you notice, it's not our natural, you know? Someone's had some help. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to also, I mean, but then why are you doing that? Why are you saying that you're natural? It's for the man's gaze. It's to get some sort of, like, validation for the fact that, you know, lots of women hide their lip fillers. Like, I've had lip fillers. I've had fillers in my face here. And I
have
really
you had, by the way, speaking of lip fillers, have you ever like announced it publicly? Like, oh, I'm going to get lip fillers. Do you get that thing where you get people sending you messages being like, no, baby, don't do it. You're so pretty the way you are. Don't.
I've had that in past relationships when I've been like, I'm having a boob job. No, no, don't do it. I won't like you the same. I'm like, fuck you then. Like, literally, this is an asshole I was dating. I had it done anyway. And
good for you.
Yeah. Cause I fucking want it. This is my body. And you know, it didn't really, he was just like, they're really great. But he still tried to put me off with his comments, right? Same with my lip filler. I mean, I've been in parties before where with my other girlfriends who I know have had lip filler. And I'll be around their partners and I'll be like, yeah, I had my lips done the other day. And she'll look at me and she'll go, and he'll go, and the partner will go, well, I'm so glad that my girlfriend never gets hers done because I like hers natural the way they are. And I'm like, we both know she's been for lip filler, but she doesn't tell him because he has a problem with the fact that she'd want to modify herself. Like, she almost has to like ask his permission or, like he thinks that it's
weird. It's this sense. It kind of goes down to like this sense of like objectification and ownership of others where it's like, no, let them do what they want. Like, everyone has insecurities. Men too. Like, look at all the guys who like run to the gym and do all sorts of crazy shit. I've been part of that. I used to work out like fucking 5 to 6 hours a day. And I'm not an athlete. I'm a fucking painter. What am I doing? Like, there's a moment where you're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then I had to wrestle with that relationship even now where like I think about cosmetic surgery, like I'm losing my fucking hair. Like I had my moment where I was younger, like 25, like looking at old photos, being like, what happened to my hairline? Like, oh, the glory days when I had a lion's mane. But then I realized I'm like, do I want to go take a flight all the way to Turkey and like get implants and like do that? Or like, no, because like there's more to me than just like a hairline.
Exactly.
So that's my relationship. And even if I did it, I'd say, fine, I did it for me because I really wanted to.
Yeah.
But then I think the next question would be, if I get that done, am I going to have another insecurity pop up that I'm going to blow up out of proportion where I'm going to say, now I know there's a solution to it. Do I go again and then fix this? And then we get in that weird chain where I think people have this in their head with plastic surgery. Like, it's going to start with a boob job. Then you're going to look like Donatella Versace. Then you're going to start looking like Frankenstein. And then after, I'm not going to know what to do. It's going to be like fucking a Barbie doll. Like, oh my God.
There is a line that you come to. And I think everyone knows their own line. It's different for everyone. I mean, a lot of people have, you can think about the Kardashians, for instance, right? They're pretty much all plastic. Right.
Oh my God. They have top edge surgery. Like even when you see people who are gym influencers, a lot of them have Brazilian butt lifts and they're not telling you.
It's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing. You can go and do their whole fucking workout. You can copy it like day to the fucking minute, but you will not have the same result.
No,
and
you
even
won't.
If they didn't have surgery, everyone's body is different. It's okay.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And sometimes, you know, like I think we all forget, like I spoke about as well with the breast implant, one size does not fit all. One fucking fad diet does not fit all. And especially when you've got Instagram where you can edit things so precisely on all these Facetune, Something Tune apps, you know, really what someone looks like in the flesh is not what they look like on Instagram. That's like, make that very fucking clear. And I think that the reason why, you know, part of the reason why I had my boobs done, it was because of the environment I was in. It was it was because it wasn't because I was on Instagram. It was because I was in this fucking hypersexualized and I had a lot of extra money and it, you know, it became this kind of a less of a big deal, you know, because everybody was doing it. And I think now looking back on it, that's not the most healthy. It wasn't the most healthy environment, you know, I've ever been in. And I think like if I look back and regret, like I said, I don't know if I would regret it because now I'm really, really super happy with my body. But I think the way it came about wasn't the healthiest. You know, I didn't have the right people around me that I could talk to. I didn't have the best type of friends. I didn't have, you know, I had my muggle friends who would say to me, like they were like, judge, like, how dare you want to get a boob job? Do you know how much money that is to get a boob job? Why would you spend that much money? Spend it on a wedding. Spend it on a house.
Oh, yeah. That, like,
maybe I don't fucking want a wedding or a house or a man for that instantly. Do you know what I mean? I want two fucking tits. And let me live with my two best friends. And, you know, and people do put that on you. So I think having a nice male's perspective, a man's perspective, a straight man's perspective, who's watched porn, who, you know, sees tits.
I'm not straight, by the way. If you're referring to me, I ain't straight.
But you know what I fucking mean? I'm just like, that straight man's perspective, who, you know, has watched porn, who has this relationship with boobs, but still can be, you know, objective and say, how will it make you feel? How, I mean, I think that this, you know, and not make it into this pervy conversation, which I struggle to find, you know,
I think for listeners who might be having, I guess, like a similar journey with you, like in terms of body and like if they should get cosmetic surgery, if they're not sure how big they're making a deal out of a certain bit, which might not be that much of a deal. This is the art part of me. Go model at a university or something and look at the drawings, because I can tell you, even if you do a nude, if you just do a portrait, looking how everyone finds something beautiful about you will blow your mind. I suggest everyone who's ever had issues, and also if you're thinking like, well, everyone's going to make fun of me if I get naked, like, no, we're all having micro meltdowns. Like, I'm flipping out because I don't know if I have enough fucking paint to do what I have to do. Someone else over there is like doing lines of charcoal, having a fucking existential crisis. Like, we're not focused on your flaws. We're there trying to get it done, and we're like, oh, okay, all right, maybe in 20 minutes I can get this hip dip in. Holy shit. But I really do suggest everyone go try to do that at least once in their life, because you'll see. It's really fascinating.
Yeah. And so how would a person go about like signing up for something like that?
Oh, just go to your local university if there's schools. I normally would say like find a local artist, but like artists can be fucking creeps too. So please keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Especially like the boys, like watch out. Like they're kind of like photographers too. Don't get it twisted. I've met some where just like, ooh, like stranger danger. Like bring a friend. Definitely go to like, if there's like art workshop groups, always ask, because they're always looking for models.
Yeah.
And they're always looking for all types of body types. It's not like we just want people who can be on Playboy. Like, no. Like they want everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. And you can even probably get paid for it. So
yeah, which is super cool. And like to be able to sit there in front of a room of people, like there is nothing like it. Like me becoming a dancer as well. Like you would be flabbergasted at the amount of comments you would get, you know, from all different body types, everything. Every man, person loves a different thing. So, you know, to go and become a dancer, for instance, I felt a similar kind of, I guess, like confidence that came from that job, you know, almost similar to, you know, becoming a model in the art world. And I would suggest people go and try that just for a night, you know, with a load of girlfriends and learn how to move your body and just to be open about getting the flaps out and talking about, you know, loads of women. I mean, the girls I used to see come into the strip clubs who had never danced, not a lot of them, like a few of them were virgins, for instance, like virgin strippers. They'd come into the club and then they'd be like, what, so your vagina looks like that too? It literally was that basic. Like, and that's what happens in strip clubs. Like, so I can imagine, I think the way you spoke about that just then, I'd probably want to become a model. I think I'd want to do that. Honestly,
try it. Because, like, yeah, you can go in there anonymous. You don't, no one really, like, you know, everyone's super respectful. Like, yeah. I've gone to the point now where, like, I get annoyed if someone comes in and they look like a supermodel, where I'm just like, okay, like, okay, you're pretty. I kind of know what to do, but, like, I love creases. Like, I love cellulite. Like, I love seeing all those stretch marks. It's like, oh, this is fucking fascinating. This is cool. And, like, get you in a pose that's not just, like, standing straight. Like, curl up. Do something. Like, something dynamic. It's – there's a lot of, I guess, hidden beauty. Like, beauty that's very much overlooked by the regular population. If we're going to call people who don't do art muggles, too, like, same
yeah
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I think what you said about, you know – breasts, implants, and all that. These looks that we see on Instagram and all that, they don't work for everybody. Like, that was my issue. Like, I want to get, like, the cock ab, those cum gutters, you know, that fucking, like, APAC. And I realized that look, even though I got to it, didn't feel like me. A lot of people were giving me compliments, but, like, there were some people who were like, I'm not used to this. Like, this is strange. Like, why? Yeah. Like, we love you. You're beautiful, but, like, I don't know, I preferred you thicker. Like, I preferred you just being like, you know, this cuddly lumberjack, being like, you know, call me maple syrup because I'm thick and sweet. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I think I completely agree with you. There are some, you know, body types that when they modify themselves or lose a lot of weight or go to the gym a lot, like, I find that there's a lot of jacked up people where I live where they'll go to the gym and then they'll go a bit further than natural. They'll take steroids and then they become this, like, big being. And you're just like, it's scary. Like, I mean, to me, it's scary. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of women who would like that type of body type out there. But for me personally, that's not for me. I like something that feels real, you know?
Yeah. And I think that we had a term back when I was at the gym. I don't know if this term is considered offensive, but it was called bigorexia.
Bigorexia?
For men like this who would just want to get bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where it's like, I need a custom door to get into my house. Like, I want my bicep to be the size of a fucking tree stump. Like,
oh my God.
Okay, it's your body, your business. We get it. You're determined. We admire that. But, like, don't go to the gym to punish your body. I now go to the gym to celebrate your body. Don't, you know, don't go there because, like, oh, I ate a cake yesterday. Now I got to go punish myself for a week. Like, no, you should be just going because you want to be active. That's it. You know,
exactly. But then how do people know where that line is? Like, how do people know when the last boob job is enough? Because I've had three, right? So when do you know these are the tits I'm just going to have and stops, like, I guess, striving for perfection? Yeah.
Do you feel then as, you know, having these three boob jobs?
Yeah.
Do you have an itch that kind of comes up in your mind being like, I can do more? Or you maybe might see someone or something or a group of individuals where you're like, I want to connect to that. And this is kind of your brain telling you, like, you could connect if you get a bigger pair of boobs. Does that happen with you?
Well, the thing is, I thought this when I first had the first two, the first one even, I was like, why am I doing this? I was almost like self kind of therapying myself. Like, really? Why? Like, is it because I want to, you know, fill a bra and I want to be able to wear halter neck tops and feel like I'm not just this flat pancake? Or is it because, I don't know, like, yeah, I have this itch to scratch and I want to look like someone else, right? I think it's got to the stage now where I'm done. Okay. I know now what I wanted from a boob job and I've satisfied that itch. I think that, you know, having the first two, they were so drastically wrong and they hurt and they almost made me feel even more self-conscious about my body. Now I feel hyper confident and I feel very comfortable and my back doesn't hurt. You know, they're bigger boobs, but they're in the best position for me. I think now I feel like I'm done. The first two boob jobs, I was just thinking, this isn't how it should feel to have a boob job. People should be, you know, you should be like paying for the privilege to be unhappy. Like that's just something I couldn't get past.
You shouldn't, especially with that big of an investment, you don't want to be second guessing.
No.
Especially when it's something that's concerning your body. It's not something you can just go and like return like a car. Being like, this ain't the model I want. Like, this is inside you. Yeah. It's like also with a tattoo, it's the same thing being like, the fuck? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And also it's like, it could be really bad for your health. Like, I couldn't run. I mean, my one tit was down here. One tit was down here. I mean, for a person who didn't have tits in the first place, I was like, what the fuck have I done? You know? And I did think I think I took it too lightly. That's one thing I will say. If I was to do it again, I would definitely research into it more.
Right.
Same with filler and things like that in your face. Like I've seen a lot of my friends who've had it done, and they will just go to somewhere they've seen online. And it's something you can't really just take out of your face. So yeah. And it's on your face. It's like, it's not like you can cover it up like your boobs as much. So, I mean, you do really need to think about it when it's something.
And also it's a big change very quickly. Like if we compare it to like going to the gym, you can see that gradual evolution. Yeah. So when you do surgery, I think a lot more people have a more hardcore reaction because you see it right away. Like when you get a nose job, whatever it is, it'll be like, oh my God, like why? Whereas like people who go to the gym regularly, like slowly losing weight or gaining mass, whatever it is, it's gradual. So it's kind of like you see this person every day, you're not going to pick up on it.
Yeah.
maybe after eight weeks, you're going to be like, damn, like you could really like, that's a big ass fucking bicep. Like,
By the fact, have you seen that guy that was on, there was this program, I don't know what it's called, something bodies. It was like an American show where it's all about surgery. And this guy has implanted biceps.
I think I've seen this guy. Plate. Oh my God.
What?
I don't know, because that comes back to like who's in your circle, like what are your views on yourself? Like, holy shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think that these people living in Beverly Hills and places like that, and you know, like the Kardashians, people in their circle, going for a BBL or going for fillers in your afternoon lunch break is just so normalized. It's so normal.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, it's very normal.
And I think that, you know, it's like having so this is a stereotype again. Everyone will hate me in the UK. Britain having bad teeth. The people in the UK have bad fucking teeth, okay? We don't go to the fucking dentists. We don't like pieces of shit. When you go to America, everybody's got these fucking amazing white teeth. And you're just like, that's normal, right? Whereas here, I'm like classed as having like movie star teeth because I've been to the dentist a few times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, fucking hell. Or diet, for instance, you know, beans and mash. Beans and mash. And
yeah, diet culture too. Like that fucked me up when I came from Canada to Europe after I did like my whole like fitness thing. I then got used to the fact that like people wanted to be around what we call here in France in bon vivant, which means like a good, a person who lives well. Mm. So like when we were at like, you know, in terms of like me feeling attractive to others, I noticed that bars, like the guy who wasn't doing fucking CrossFit was always surrounded by people. He was having a blast. They're drinking wine. They're having like their four courses of food. You know, it's not this thing where it's like, oh, like the people around him are not sitting there being like, does he have a six pack or no? Like they're just there to be with him and in that moment and be like, yeah, like we're having fun, like living life. Like that's what it should
be
about.
That's French for you. It's like live your fucking life. Do you know what I mean? And actually be a good person and enjoy good food, good family, good friends, sit around, have a nice time, have a siesta. Like, so you go to fucking Beverly Hills and it's all avocado on toast for 50
like live
bucks.
A little, you know? Like, I did that whole shit too. Like, when I was in my fitness kick, like, I remember always being the pain in the ass ordering food. I didn't have any allergies or anything, being like, I want this dressing, but on the side, can you replace this with that, that with this? I got, like, Chloe, I got to a point where if we went to a pub together, we'd have some drinks. I'd say, okay, can I walk you back somewhere to the, like, the tube or home, like, wherever it be? I'd pretend to take the tube. I would go down. I would say, like, hey, I'm going in this direction, but I'd go back up and I'd walk home to burn those extra calories because that was so. Yeah, I got to that point where it was very much becoming a heavy mental issue where I was like, oh, it's like 1 a.m. instead of taking this 20-minute tube ride, I'm going to walk an hour home because like I had an extra beer. Like it shouldn't get to that.
I mean, that is wild. That is wild. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think that for me as well, you know, same with like surgery and everything, you start doing it. And then if there's no one there to like keep you accountable, your mind can just run away with itself, can't it? And it's just so understandable. You know, it becomes like this kind of like this Apple Watch I've just got. I count my steps and my calories and, you know, how it tells me, it beeps at me when I haven't got up for an hour. It says, get the fuck up, bitch. You're being a lazy hoe. It actually says that like to me, you know, in its own words, in the Apple words. And I've got to a stage now where I'm like, if I haven't got my Apple Watch on, so I'm counting my steps, I'm like lost. I'm attached to this watch. Did I need this watch before? No. I don't need this fucking watch to tell me, you know, how many calories I've got left of the day. But I can totally see where you're coming from. Like, it becomes this kind of fixated, you get some sort of weird endorphin rush from...
There is a rush. It ends up kind of feeling like an addiction. You end up doing this thing where, like, you want to get that high. And it's something that's not natural. Well, it's something that is considered natural, especially being a guy. This is why I want men to talk about this more.
Yeah.
These pressures to be like, talk about it. Like, you don't have to go to the gym and bench X amount to be considered masculine or attractive. Like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
This is why I also like want men to talk, like listen to women, like ask, okay, if there's a guy listener, ask your girlfriends who their childhood crushes were. Ask, because you'll be surprised. They're not limited to the cast of Marvel movies, I'll tell you that much. You that will find out.
Blink 182. I was like, Blink 182. I was all about grunge, emo, fucking skinny, sweaty little boys. It looks like I haven't washed in a week. That was my vibe, literally. I mean, it's just weird. It's wild how things have changed. And don't you find that since this kind of gym culture online too, women have gone from, you know, the 90s, it was very like, I can only speak for women, but like it, what it was to be fashionable and cool was skinny 90s fashion, all inverted arms. Now it's like big, wonderful, beautiful butts. And, you know, it to have that naturally, you do, like you say, have to work very hard over a long period of time. A lot of women, a lot of people don't want to wait for that shit. That's why they go for surgery, because they just think, I want it now, you know? Not that you can grow a pair of tits overnight, or if at all, but you can grow a fucking butt. And that's another thing I would say I do slightly, and if this is wrong, I know it doesn't sound like sensible, but as a woman who does go to the gym, I do judge people. If you can't build it, they buy it. I'm just like, try to build it first if you can.
I would say more go to the gym, get that confidence up, because you do feel good when you're being active.
Yeah.
I think then ask yourself these questions of why you want it. Like, what is it going to change in your life?
Yeah.
I think that's something, you know, to go through, because, I mean – men too. I mean, this also comes down to like, be careful who you follow on Instagram. Like, I don't follow ripped accounts. I don't follow Men's Health. Like, I used to be into all that shit. Like, I could not be bothered. I don't look at like football stars or whatever. Like, I like seeing bodies that look like me. So I feel like, hey, I could be hot. Like, I'm hot. Like, yeah. And like, I don't need to feel like, you know, with when I see David Beckham in a pair of fucking, like, you know, like those budgie smugglers, like those like underwear, I used to feel like I'm not allowed to wear that because I don't have his physique. And I feel a lot of men feel that way. I think it's the same way with other people, like even women, when you see Victoria's Supermodels, or it's like, I have like, you know, a fupa. Fupa's fucking great. It's like that, like nature's natural pillow. I love laying my head on that shit. But I'm sure many women have seen these models and said, well, I can't feel sexy in that garter belt because I don't have that, you know, size negative 10, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's good that like you're here to be able to talk about like the men's side of things. I mean, what do you think it was that changed your mind from not getting the tube to getting the tube?
Oh, I think after a while, I realized I wasn't living anymore. I was like a clock. Like I was eating 8 prepped meals a day, like clockwork. I was weighing myself 3 times a day. Even in the middle of the night when I go pee, I get on the scale because I want to see. I was also at a point where I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. I was just thinking about what was in my system as opposed to where I was at. So if I was at a party, I would just sit there and be like, okay, if I have like one-handed chips, like that's okay because I was on the treadmill today and I did about 60 minutes. So I can maybe get another one. And if tomorrow I go to the gym and I push extra harder, I can have this extra beer. And if it's distance to the house, I can move there. But if I switch to vodka, vodka is cool because there's less calories. And like, it was just this constant noise where you're like, what am I fucking doing? And then also it just was my insecurity because I'd be out with guys who were like completely built different than me, look like Ken dolls. And I understood that after a while to love myself, I said, hey, the existence of someone else's beauty does not mean the absence of my own.
Right.
So I should stop beating my fucking self up about it. Like, hey, everyone has a different flavor. I'm a specific flavor. There's other flavors. All the flavors are great. Not one's better than the other. People have different tastes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this thinking like, oh, I don't feel attractive, I'm sure there are many people on the internet who would want to clap your fucking cheeks. You have no goddamn idea.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I used to say this to all the girls who used to say, oh, I can't be a stripper. Like, I speak to my friends, oh, I could never do that. I don't have the right body shape. What do you mean? What is the right? The right?
What is the right? Yeah.
Body shape. Like, there isn't a right or wrong body shape for the, you know, the idea of someone else's a desire. You, how can you know what someone else likes?
Yeah, it's not one size fits all. I mean, it's also with those fucking bullshit ads you see, like, we're going to start, it's like, what, we're April? So I think like mid-April, late May, we're going to start seeing those bullshit ads on the tubes everywhere saying, like, are you beach body ready? And you're going to have that like classic white couple. Oh. They're like fucking like their abs have abs. They got their little swim trunks on. Like, don't you want to break and be on vacation? It's like everybody is beach body ready. All you have to do is go to the fucking beach and you're ready. That's it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. On that fucking note. Guys, if you love this podcast, please give it a 5-star on Spotify. And you'll be able to find Armando Caba where?
At all my socials, at Armando Caba. Also, don't forget, if you guys have anything to say about body image that you want us to talk about, send it to the email. It's what?
Happylittleholes@gmail.com for now until we get a fucking pro. Yeah, absolutely. So please, guys, keep in contact with us and we will see you next week. Bye-hoo!
Bye!
That was desirable.